Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Roberto Velasquez was among the demonstrators on Sunday.
You have to follow the rules. You can't do by your own because that's not democracy. Democracy is sit and talk with the Spanish government and try to make a deal. If you can't make a deal, you can't do what you want because that's not democracy.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. Last week, Turkey arrested a U.S. consulate employee and Turkish national, accusing him of regular communication with alleged leading members of what Turkey deemed a terror network. President Trump made it clear Sunday in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end the so-called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era policy that protects hundreds of thousands of young people who are brought to the U.S. illegally as children. These people are sometimes referred to as dreamers. This is VOA News. At least 12 Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. So far, about 500,000 people from Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State for Bangladesh. That since late August. The UN Population Fund's Priya Marwa, who is the agency's humanitarian response coordinator, talks about the plight of Rohingya women.
Our women-friendly spaces are literally running over capacity because of the need that these women and girls are expressing in terms of health services, safe shelter, food, clothing, basic clothing. Many of them are pregnant, they're breastfeeding, they need referrals. They have lived through real horrors, and that is really what's coming through in their stories. There are thousands of them on the roadsides, in makeshift shelters, in refugee camps.
Bangladesh is planning to build a giant camp in order to house at least 800,000 Rohingya Muslims who have sought refuge in Bangladesh. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have reportedly reached a deal with Bavarian conservatives on a refugee camp as both sides look to unite ahead of talks on forming a new government. Reports say the number of refugees to be allowed into Germany will be capped at about 200,000. Merkel has until now rejected caps. She said they would violate constitution, granting anyone facing political persecution the right to seek asylum. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is applauding that country's gun laws as among the strictest in the world after taking 51,000 firearms off the streets during a three-month firearms amnesty. After viewing surrendered firearms in Sydney, Mr. Turnbull referenced the Las Vegas shooting that left 58 dead when speaking about his country's gun laws.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia. So we have strict gun control laws. We don't take anything for granted.
Mr. Turnbull said the firearms which were relinquished in Australia will be destroyed. Galen Rupp became the first American in 15 years to win the Chicago Marathon men's race. Did it in 2 hours, 9 minutes, 20 seconds. On the women's side, Ethiopia's Turinesh Dibaba won the first marathon for her, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 31 seconds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.